A very warm welcome to you all, ladies and gentlemen, from me, Richard Martin, in Malaysia, on this Friday, November the 17th, 2017. Here are some details of the wake-up call. But first of all, what America might want to know right now is this. How come Hillary Clinton doesn't have any legal problems? Why aren't Department of Justice investigators examining the financial records of the Clinton Foundation? You would think somebody would want to find out how over $120 million of Russian so-called charitable donations ended up on its ledgers around the time that Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton approved the Uranium One deal, compared to which Bill Clinton's $500,000 payment from a Russian bank for giving a speech around the same time just looks like walking around money. This is not to mention, well, I will, the flow of donations from Saudi Arabia pending approval of a major arms deal by Hillary Rodham Clinton, or of myriad other donations from foreign nationals tendered simply for FaceTime with her as Secretary of State? Has any other cabinet officer in US history run a money-gathering organization while serving? I don't think so. Maybe the errant selling of influence right out front strains the credulity of government auditors. And while we're at this, I would like to know how then FBI Director Robert Mueller and President Obama might have been informed about these activities, or not. Unreal. It just puts me in such a bad mood, this kind of thing. Well, here we go. This is today. A show which starts off with me telling you about, or rather informing you about how selling your own legally acquired Bitcoin is now a crime in the United States. I knew it would happen. Well, it has. Then I'm going to talk about the story of Saudi Arabia, which is in fact a story that's not often told, but I think it's time to draw back the curtains and take a good look. It's not a pretty picture, but as I say, it's one which you deserve to know about, and if nobody else will tell you, I will. I'm going to talk a little bit about millennial expats, what they're doing in terms of expatriation, where they're going, and how they're making out. Not a bad deal, if I may say so, and one which you might want to emulate yourselves. Well, did you know that the average American taxpayer has spent $23,386 since 9/11 on just warmongering? It's pretty stunning, isn't it? Well, I'm going to talk about that for a while. And then I'm going to talk about the art of debate. A little bit off topic here, but something which I think is rather fascinating. And then we will talk about the total chaos in Europe in January 1920 at the end of the First World War, and to see how things look in comparison. Not that much different, I say. I'm going to talk about the US balance of payments, which is somewhat hard to understand. I'm going to make it easy for you to understand. So that will come, and then I will hope to finish up the show today with a discussion about the meaning of luck in life. I've talked about that before, but I think it's useful to be reminded of the way in which luck really impacts your lives. And so, ladies and gentlemen, that's your show for today, which is accessible to you if you will only but go to the Donate tab on the Richard Martin's Wake Up Call Podbean, that's P-O-D-B-E-A-N, podbean.com. Once more, Richard Martin's wakeupcall.podbean.com. www.richardmarshall.com. You may already be there, please. I do need your help. I need to make this show pay its way. So if you please go to the Donate tab, if you can afford to donate $70 a quarter, that will be, frankly, very welcome. If you can't, then you can reduce your donation, but $35 is the minimum, for which you will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and they will contain a discussion of the outlines that I give you each week on this shortened version. So there you are. This is me, Richard Martin, wishing you all the best. Until Monday, take care. See you then. Bye-bye.